Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Vascon Engineers Limited Q2 and H1 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Akhilesh Gandhi from Stellar Investor Relations. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Gandhi.
Thank you, Nirav. Good morning, everyone. I, Akhilesh Gandhi, on behalf of Stellar Investor Relations, welcome you all to the Vascon Engineers Quarter 2 and H1 FY26 earnings conference call. We shall be sharing the key operating and financial highlights for the second quarter and half-year ended on September 30, 2025. We have with us today the senior management team of Vascon Engineers Limited, Dr. Santosh Sundararajan. He's a Group CEO, and with him, we also have Mr. Somnath Biswas. He's a Chief Financial Officer. Before we begin, I would like to state that this call may contain some of the forward-looking statements which are completely based upon the company's beliefs, opinions, and expectations as of today. The statements made in today's call are not a guarantee of future performance and also involve unforeseen risks and uncertainties. The company also undertakes no obligation to update any forward-looking statements to reflect developments that occur after the statement is made. Documents relating to the company's financial performance, including the investor presentation, have already been uploaded on the stock exchange. I now invite Dr. Santosh Sundararajan to state his opening remarks on the company's performance for the second quarter and half-year ended on September 30, 2025. Post that, we can open up the floor for the question and answers. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good morning, everyone. I warmly welcome you all to the earnings conference call of Vascon Engineers for the second quarter and half-year ended September 30, 2025. Thank you for taking the time to join us today. I hope you've had the chance to go through our Q2 and H1 FY26 results, as well as the investor presentation available on the stock exchange, as well as the company's website. Our Q2 FY26 performance remains steady despite heavy and prolonged monsoons that hampered on-ground operations and slowed overall execution across multiple sites. With weather conditions now normalizing, site activity has begun to pick up across the key projects and supporting improved execution and revenue momentum. The resumption of uninterrupted work is expected to further strengthen progress in the coming two quarters. Our 13% year-on-year revenue growth in H1 FY26 demonstrates sustained execution performance and strong project management. Given that H2 is traditionally more conducive for on-ground activity, we anticipate enhanced execution intensity going forward. This phase generally allows teams to catch up on deferred tasks and drive higher productivity across projects. Building on this momentum, we have articulated clear strategic goals and objectives for the remainder of the year. Our EPC business remains a key growth engine, and we are targeting 20% annual growth in EPC revenue and profit, supported by stronger execution efficiency and a wider project pipeline. We also aim to secure about 1,500 crores of new EPC orders during FY26, which will further strengthen our order book and enhance business visibility. In the real estate segment, we are focused on optimizing debt in a more cost-efficient structure to improve liquidity and financial flexibility. At the same time, we are accelerating the completion of ongoing projects to boost revenue conversion and profitability while gearing up for upcoming project launches. Our growth framework is anchored by a simple principle: sustained growth powered by execution excellence and financial discipline. This is supported by a strong working capital base with total sanction limits of 645 crore, both fund and non-fund based, of which 271 crores remains unutilized, along with an additional rupees 150 crore currently under appraisal. This unutilized working capital can support up to rupees 3,000 crore of additional EPC orders, ensuring predictable growth, steady momentum, and healthy cash flow visibility in the near future. Now, coming to our segmental performance, our EPC business continues to be the cornerstone of our growth journey. Over the years, we have built a strong track record, having successfully completed more than 225 projects covering over 45 million sq ft of construction across India. Our execution strength is backed by a team of over 500 skilled professionals, across our project management and engineering functions. In addition, our in-house design and planning capabilities enable us to offer complete turnkey solutions covering architectural design, structural engineering, and execution. This integrated approach reduces dependence on external agencies, speeds up decision-making, and helps us maintain healthy margins. We continue to focus on large, high-value civil construction contracts, especially from government bodies and reputed private players. Our strong track record of quality work and timely delivery has helped us build long-term relationships with marquee clients across healthcare, education, industrial, and residential sectors. In Q2 FY26, our EPC revenue stood at 227 crore, registering a year-on-year growth of 14%, while H1 FY26 revenue reached 431 crore, which is a year-on-year growth of 10%. Overall growth remains modest as early rainfall in Q1 and heavy rainfall across several regions in Q2 impacted project execution and moderated our progress. Despite these weather-related disruptions, performance related to our strong execution capabilities, resilient project management, and a steady ramp-up across key sites as conditions begin to normalize. We are pleased to share that Vascon has signed a strategic MOU with Adani Limited under an early engagement model for a period of 5 years. Under this arrangement, Vascon will be involved for the design stage through execution on select projects, totaling to about 13 million square feet in Mumbai. The collaboration envisages Vascon's ongoing projects equivalent to about 30% of our annual turnover. This long-term partnership is expected to enhance our business pipeline and strengthen our position in large-scale infrastructure and real estate projects. In April 2025, we received a new order from Royal Rides Private Limited for 225 crores to be executed over the next 3 years. In addition, during Q2, we secured an order of 161 crores from MSCB for the redevelopment of South Amini building at Haji Ali, further strengthening our presence in the high-value redevelopment segment. As of September 30, 2025, our order book stands at 2,800 crores, which is 2.8 times our FY25 EPC revenue, offering a strong visibility for the next 2 to 3 years. The breakup of our current order book is as follows: 2,411 crores from external EPC contracts, 389 crores from internal real estate projects. About 74% of the total orders are from government-backed projects, ensuring timely payment and strong cash flows. Let me give you an update on the real estate segment. In H1 FY26, we continue to see steady progress across our ongoing projects. During the half year, we achieved new sales booking of 64,541 square feet with a total booking value of 74 crores and a collection of around 88 crores. While these numbers will reflect in the financials upon revenue recognition, operational activity on ground has been quite strong. We currently have 4 real estate projects under active development with a total saleable area of 0.78 million square feet, of which 0.65 million square feet is attributable to Vascon. These include Tulip Phase 3 at Coimbatore, Good Life at Talegaon, Tower of Ascent at Karadi, and Orchids at Santa Cruz. So far, we have sold 0.46 million square feet with a total sales worth of 291 crores and collected 221 crores. And 116 crores of revenue has already been recognized from Tulips and Good Life out of this. Looking ahead, our near-term real estate pipeline is strong and includes a JV residential project in Powai, 4-acre development in Karadi, and Tower of Future, a commercial project in Baner Pashan, Prakash Housing Society in Santa Cruz. Together, these projects offer 0.82 million square feet of sellable area, totaling to 1,110 crores of sales potential attributable to Vascon. With ongoing projects progressing well and robust pipeline in place, we are confident about a meaningful and consistent contribution from real estate segment from current year onwards. Coming to the financial performance of the company recorded a consolidated income of 229 crores in Q2 FY26, a 14% year-on-year growth over 202 crores in Q2 FY25. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 20 crores compared to 17 crores in the same period last year. While EPC EBITDA margin stood consistent at around 9-10%, real estate EBITDA margins declined due to high marketing costs incurred for the first half year ending September. Profit after tax came in at rupees 11 crores compared to 8 crores in Q2 FY25 for continued operations, reflecting a 44% growth supported by strengthened cost efficiency measures. Coming to the half yearly performance, the company reported a consolidated total income of 471 crores as compared to 400 crores in the H1 FY25, reflecting a growth of 18% year-on-year, which includes profit from the sale of Ascent Hotels. EBITDA, excluding profit from the sale of Ascent for the half year, stood at 36 crores, as against 34 crores. Profit after tax for continued operations came in at 34 crores compared to 17 crores in H1 FY25. To conclude, a strong financial performance, robust EPC order book, and healthy balance sheet strengthen our outlook. With disciplined execution, innovation, and committed team, we are well positioned for sustained progress and are confident of delivering 20% growth in our EPC segment in the coming years. With that, we now welcome your questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking your questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. First question is from Lana Himanshu from Steadford. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good morning. And see, I wanted to get some more understanding of the agreement with Adani, what we have. Okay. So what we have stated that there are three projects which are under the model. Okay. So by when do we start executing those projects? And we have stated that we will be working from design stage. So, and what is the longer term view for that, this whole relationship? So some thoughts will be helpful here. And yeah, how is the cost escalations and all those things will be handled in this whole venture?
So, we have at this stage a very initial agreement with them for early engagement. They have identified a whole lot of parcels in Bombay. The scope and value of those projects, you know, are well beyond what Vascon alone might be capable of executing, because they have very big projects in Bombay and NCR and a few cities across. So we are in discussion with them for, you know, three or four projects at this point of time. We have an NDA signed whereby we will not be able to disclose the exact details of which projects we are working on at this stage. For these to translate into construction and revenue, my guess is that it's at least 6 to 8 months away, because these projects now are at a nascent stage, and as I said, they want to involve us at an early stage so that we participate, you know, at least passively, if not actively, in the design process, so that the constructability of these projects is sort of viewed from the contracting angle upfront. That is what Adani has discussed with us. They have chosen not only us, but I think a few more contractors in the market to be selected partners, about 8 to 10 of us. And they see that they have huge amount of construction in hand, so they want to change the traditional model of, you know, floating tenders, inviting 5-6 bids at the time of construction. They may be, you know, having partners in hand, and they will be deciding from time to time on, you know, who gets which project. We, at this point of time, this is all we know, and we've started participating with them in helping guide on design in a few projects. Going forward, we discussed internally, as we have declared that, you know, we look to get about 30% of our order book or execution from them. But this will depend as we go along, you know, what are the terms and how happy we are with the terms that we are offered. So those exact terms of engagement are not clear at this point of time. They will only get cleared when our first contract is available for execution, maybe 6 to 8 months down the line.
And one thing, will we only participating in projects which are from the design stage itself? Means generally the criteria what we have had historically was that we want to get into projects where we are very early from design stage, or we design so that we can do our own engineering and showcase those skills. So will that matrix remain here also, that we'll be only working from design stage, or there any changes happens? Okay.
No, so in fact over here the client has brought us early on board because they want to understand from us our design inputs, our knowledge on construction. So our involvement is at a much earlier stage, which is at a design stage. Even on the project that we have started working on, it's all at a design stage. And they will only reach construction, as I said, at least 6 to 8 months down the road. So yes, our engagement is from the design stage, but the mode of contract would be desired as we go along. It may not be the design and build contract that we take or the EPC mode that we take from government. It might be a different mode. So we have very in principle discussions, nothing to share at this point of time. Whenever we, you know, sort of have a contract that we have proofread between us and on the verge of signing, you know, we can share the terms of contract. Those things are still a bit open. However, we've met the management at Adani. They have made it amply clear that they have a huge pipeline of construction which they believe cannot be executed unless they partner a few good contractors and treat them as partners along with them. And we went through 3 rounds of shortlisting and we've been chosen for that. So in fact, there's a huge amount of work available with them itself. It is yet to be seen, you know, what terms and how much we are able to pick up and how much we want to pick up from that.
And one thing, the cash flows in these projects, so will they be government determined or government, the agreement will be between us and Adani and the cash flow to us will be given by Adani, or how does it flow, means?
This is entirely an agreement between Vascon and Adani. There is no government involved.
So a project is, let's say, taken by Adani from government side or whoever can be the partner for Adani. But our contract will be only with Adani. So our cash flows will be dependent on how Adani pays us or the terms
us and Adani. That's right. They also have a lot of land parcels already. So nothing to do with government in many of these projects. They have acquired a lot of city side land parcels in prime locations in many cities, a huge amount in Mumbai and in NCR. So they will be developing these. So we have, our agreement is directly with Adani. Our paymaster would be Adani.
Okay. And let's say those city centric projects get sold by Adani. Okay. Or residential projects or whatever they do. So the payment will be similar terms as means a project execution happens. Would that be the case? Or let's say even construction linked payments to us?
Yes, very much.
Okay. And one last thing on this Santa Cruz project, which we launched, I think, in Q1, okay. Still the sales has been pretty low of 0.1 million square feet out of 0.7 million square feet what we have to do. Any specific reason? Means it seems it's going pretty slow.
Yeah, the sales are going slow at this point of time for that project. I think there is a little bit of, we need to come above ground and, you know, see the residential slabs coming. We are about 2-3 months away from that point. And then, so we also the last 3 months consciously have stayed away from trying to drop prices and sell. We just need a few crores to reach a level where, you know, the construction will start going at full space and a sample flat will be ready. And then we will again push for sales at the market. We didn't see the point in, you know, getting a bit desperate and dropping prices at this point of time. The cost to reach a sample flat is not much. So we want to wait and then push at the right price. But you're right, it is slower than what we hoped for when we launched.
Okay. Thanks, sir. I'll join back in with you.
Sure.
Thank you very much. Next question is from line of Karishman Saraf from Samriddhi Family Office. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, I have one question on the order book. So we've mentioned 1500 to 2000 crore for the whole of FY26. So how much would that translate to the balance of the year, like the remaining 4 months?
We bagged only about 400 crores as of now on 2 projects that we've got this year. So even at 1500 crore target, we have 1100 crore shortfall at this point of time, minimum. So yes, the next 5 months, that's a minimum target of 1,100 crores. Hopefully more than that, we will have to bag, and we are working on that.
Okay. And could you also give us some color on what is giving us this visibility? Like, would this be the Adani project that we hope to bag, or would it be the other one?
So the Adani project that we are working on already, you know, value-wise are quite significant. But those, as I said, will only come to a construction stage 6 to 8 months down the road. As is our practice, whether it's our own real estate or whether it is any project, until we have an agreement or an LOI and the ground is ready for construction, we do not take it into our order book. So at this point of time, we are not considering anything from Adani in our order book. And this 1,100 crores, I do not see it until March, April. I do not see, you know, even 1 crore coming from Adani. Maybe next year onwards, we will be getting order pipeline from Adani, which will help us, you know, on our order book, but not this year.
Got it. Okay. And one last thing. You know, the company has been doing pretty well, and given that we have the arrangement with Adani, I just wanted to understand the KMP transactions in terms of the shares. We see that, you know, September, October, the KMPs have been selling quite a few shares. So if you could just give us some color on that as to why that is happening, that would be helpful.
Sure. So you just need to understand one thing. You need to track KMP shareholdings over a period rather than what we sell, because we have ESOPs due next month. We will have to buy those ESOPs and pay those heavy taxes. So there's a huge amount of cash flow needed, even though they come at lower prices than the market. You know, for people like Somnath, me, and all the other seniors in the company, we would have to now come up with that cash flow this month, the next 15 days, to purchase those shares, the fresh shares that the company issues. So at an appropriate time, you know, a small portion of what we hold, in fact, a small portion of what we would be procuring, we would have no choice but to sell to create certain cash flows for ourselves. That's the only reason, you know, KMPs. Otherwise, we're not speculating at this point of time. There is a long run that we want to wait for, and we know very well that even in the short to medium run, there is a lot of potential left on the share price. In fact, it is still very, very undervalued as per us. So it's only this reason for minimal cash flows.
Got it. Thank you. That's very helpful. Just one last thing on the order book. So 1,100 crores, you mentioned would be mostly excluding Adani. So could you also give us some color on what is giving us this confidence? Because there's only like 4 months left for the year, and we hope we have a pretty aggressive target for our order book.
Yes, so we are. I mean, see, to be honest, there is no way I can tell you, you know, that we will bag it and we are 100% sure, because at the end of the day, we have to participate and come L1, and, you know, the levels of desperation we want to show. I mentioned in the previous call also, we have dropped our own expectations of margin by a couple of basis points because we haven't bagged orders, you know, significant order in the last 12 months. And so there is a little bit of, I wouldn't call it desperation, but a little bit of urgency in booking about 1,000 crores. So having said that, there is no visibility is there in the sense we know where all we have bid. We know a few bids where we are confident. We have bid aggressively. They should open up in the short term and hopefully come in our favor, both in the private and government sector. But until the bids are opened and we are L1 and awarded, you know, there is no guarantee on any of this. So more than confidence or, you know, I mean, it is just a need. We have to book. So the survival of the company depends on us booking some decent orders in the next few months. So we'll work on it, and hopefully some luck will also be on our side. That's all I can say. You know, we have to do it.
And another aspect is that if you look at that, our presentation also, now we have an ample line of working capital limit available with us in terms of the BGs and all these things. So aggression is more high in terms of the bidding of the project. Earlier, we were a little bit selective due to the scarcity of the bid-bond BGs and all these things. But now we are bidding aggressively for whatever it comes to our terms and condition, we are aggressively bidding. So the probability will be a little bit higher as compared to the probability what we had a couple of years back, a couple of months back.
Got it. Okay. Thank you so much, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Pratik from Art Ventures. Please go ahead. Pratik Bhandari, may I request you to unmute your line and proceed with your question? Pratik Bhandari, if you can hear us, can I request you to unmute your line and proceed?
Am I audible?
We can hear you, but your voice is
Hello.
Yes, Pratik, go ahead. The line for the participant dropped. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Virag from VS Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes, Virag, go ahead.
Yeah, so I had just some questions. You know, given the slowdown in H1 due to rains, will we be able to cover up in H2 to match our guidance of 20-25% revenue growth?
Yes, on the we have actually reviewed internally and set our targets for H2. In the internal meeting, it does look like the jobs are all scaled up and, you know, going at good pace. So unless something unforeseen happens, we should be able to achieve 1200 crore on the EPC side, which is a 20% growth compared to last year. So yes, we are still positive on that.
And another aspect, if you look at that year-on-year number also, the H1 is, see, whatever the target for the annual target, H1 covers 35-40% of that, and balance 60% comes in the H2 only. That is a traditional aspect, historically. So we are pretty confident that we will be able to catch up this number.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from line of Raj Doshi, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So my question is related to target revenue and EBITDA margin for 26 and 27. So given the higher competitive pressure, bidding pressure, so what is the target?
So for this year, you know, we are looking at a revenue of 1200 crore for EPC, as I said, and the EBITDA that we are currently having about 10, we want to take that up to about 11 to 12. See, this year the executions would be from the old projects in hand. But going forward next year, we would look for again a 20% growth in revenue. So 1200 should cross 1400 next year is our target. And the margins, you can expect them to come down at the max by half a basis point on an average, even if we drop a couple of basis points in the new projects that we take, you know, overall next year. So that's what we would look at. Maximum half to 0.75 basis points. No, the scale will also help us a little bit. Yeah.
Okay. And the next question is related to Thane land. So any update on that?
No real update worth sharing. For people who haven't heard the plans of the company, the short-term plans of the company, it remains the same that we will, first there is an acquisition pending from the government for a corridor that is passing through this land. About 40 acres is to be taken up by them. We are waiting for that to pan out clearly. I mean, the elections will happen in December, hopefully, and then only will that stabilize. So that is still pending. No movement on that front. On the front of acquiring contiguous 20-acre parcel, road touching, work is going on ground. You know, this is a slow process of identifying the landowners, negotiating, closing. We have partners who are working on this for us on ground. But we are not yet at a stage to say that we have acquired anywhere, you know, the 20 continuous and we will be compounding it and then launching something. Not yet. It's still decently far away.
Okay. Thank you. So I will call back in the queue. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you. Next question is from line of Pratik Bhandari from Art Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I just wanted to understand that you mentioned that we are expecting an order inflow of around about 1100 crores in the next 5 months. So have you bidded for any of the projects, and how is the bid pipeline looking like, and which particular sector, whether from government or private, you are anticipating these order inflows? That's my first question.
So we are, see, currently we have bid for more than about 5,000-6,000 crores of projects where the bids haven't been opened. So we are hopeful that, you know, and these, some of them are bigger projects. Even if one of them comes in, that will be 700-800 crores on a single project. So we are hoping, you know, at least one of those 4-5 projects comes in, and then a couple of small projects, small, when I say small, 200-300 crores, then our order target can be fulfilled. Both private and government at this point of time. And so as I said, I mean, we are hopeful. We are not saying that we have this in hand already. This is a target, and hopefully we can even exceed the target, or hopefully at least achieve the target.
All right. And in terms of, you know, the real estate division, you know, if I look at the last 2 to 3 quarters, there has been some of the other issues. Maybe this time you have alluded to the higher marketing cost. So when we can expect this vertical of yours to translate into some meaningful numbers?
Yeah, it is being taking, I mean, we hope from next year onward, we will see, you know, sustained year-on-year revenue growth, as well as then only then will the profits reflect. Because what happens is, if we deliver, this was happening to our EPC segment from the year 2017-18-19, where we were stuck, you know, and then COVID happened. We were stuck at 300-400 crore revenue. And at those levels, EPC was never going to make profits, because our fixed cost itself, you know, was just about getting covered. But once the revenue shot beyond 500, and now with 1000 and 1200 and 1400, that's when we are able to see, you know, 8, 9 and inching towards 10% profits in EPC. We were hoping for the same kind of trajectory on real estate to start from next year. But you are right that, you know, it's taking a bit longer. Certain approvals are taking a bit longer. Sales are more sluggish than we hoped for. So all in all, next year should still be profitable, but the real sustained revenue of more than 300 crores coming from real estate year on year should happen from the year after next. And then once 300 crores is touched, the profits will be seen. The gross profits in all the real estate projects are much higher than our EPC projects. That's why we are in the field of real estate. They are double. Even when land is not on, in our books, and even when we have private equity in some of these projects from partners to fund the TDR, etc., in spite of all of that, on our share alone, our gross profits are double of what EPC offers us. And but it does take time for this to translate to, you know, sizable revenue. So hopefully another couple of years will be there. We have projects in hand, and we are tying up more projects. So there is, you know, there I durusta, it might be a bit slower than we hoped for, but it is there and it has to happen.
All right. And just one last question on the guidance. For, you know, FY26, you alluded to EPC would do a 20% top line growth on FY25. So it would be around about 1200 crores. And for FY27, you mentioned that, you know, 20% growth over FY26. So that was for consolidated or only for the EPC you are mentioning? Because real estate is still not doing anything for us. And you also mentioned that there would be a drop in the margin by a couple of basis points due to the fact that you have not been able to secure some orders, and you have planned to, you know, change your strategy. So just wanted a clarity on the same.
So I'm talking about EPC, 1200 this year, and then, you know, another 20%, so 1400 plus next year is EPC top line that I am setting a target on. And the, as I mentioned, while we might look for 1000 crore of order currently at a couple of basis points lower margin, this will only translate. We do have the current order book is at old margins, and hopefully we will be able to bag in future also some projects at decent margins. So, and this year, our margin would not be dependent on what new projects we bag. So this year's margin is purely dependent on the old projects we are executing. Going forward next year, as I said, this might translate to a 0.5 to 0.75 basis point drop on our EBITDA. But if we achieve 1400 plus, the scale, our you know, fixed cost getting divided over a higher revenue should compensate for that. So I think our EBITDAs could remain same if growth happens, you know, one aspect compensating for the other.
All right. Thanks a lot for answering my questions.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Dr. Santosh Sundarajan for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for participating. We are quite excited about the near-term and the mid-term future for both EPC and real estate. And I'll see you all again next quarter. Thanks for the participation and thanks for the trust in the company.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Vascon Engineers Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.